This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has condemned the United States over its decision to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion, saying that Washington is escalating a sinister proxy war aimed at destroying Moscow. The comments by the influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday underscored the country's deepening alignment with Russia over the war in Ukraine as it confronts the United States and its Asian allies over its own growing nuclear weapons and missiles program. North Korea has blamed the United States for the crisis in Ukraine, insisting that the West's policies forced Russia to take military action to protect its security interests. Authorities in Memphis, Tennessee, have released video showing black motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by police officers who held him down and repeatedly struck him with fists, batons, and boots. The footage released Friday also shows the black officers pummeling the 29-year-old and leaving him propped against a squad car as they fist-bumped and celebrate their actions. Five officers have been charged with murder in the assault. The Nichols family's legal team likened to the infamous 1991 police beating of Los Angeles motorist Rodney King. The chilling images of another black man dying at the hands of police provoked tough questions about the nation's policing culture. Officials say a Palestinian gunman killed seven people and wounded three others near a synagogue in East Jerusalem in the deadliest attack on Israelis in years. The gunman was killed by police. The attack came a day after Israeli troops killed nine Palestinians during a raid at a refugee camp in the West Bank. The latest attack took place as worshippers were celebrating their